Welcome back, folks. We are joined by the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. Billy, welcome to the show.
Good to be with you, Newell. How you doing?
Doing well, Billy. 7 days out from the election, early voting ends today. I've not heard any issues. It sounds like early voting has gone without a hitch, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I tell you, I just came from early voting on the North Shore, and they had a line of about 10 people in line. It seems that early voting has really picked up, and in some areas have record turnouts for early voting. So that's a good thing.
What are you hearing about the election? I know you're always on the road. You never stay put as you travel around the state. What are you hearing?
Well, I'll tell you, 3 months ago I was at the Republican Lieutenant Governor's Conference in Dallas, and they always give analysis of where it is then and where it's going. And, it's going to be that undecided vote, whether the supporters of the Democrats or Republicans of those undecided, who goes to vote and who stays home. And it's going to be that close in these swing states that are going to decide the election. And who is encourages and enthusiastic voters that get out in that undecided. And, it's hard to believe anybody's undecided at this point, but it's those people in the middle that aren't really focused on a presidential election, which is unbelievable. But they're going to, those ones that normally don't vote, that turn out heavily for one side or the other, I believe are going to swing this election.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because the other day I was kind of just sitting in the den watching TV, and it's like, I'd like to see somebody do an episode of The Man on the Street and just go ask people who's running for president and see what the response would be as to whether or not people would be able to tell you who's actually running. And I'm afraid to say that there would probably be a lot that couldn't name both candidates, unfortunately.
You're absolutely right. Some people, when you get in a conversation, when is that election? Is it this year? So, yes, it's those people that are undecided, that could vote or not vote, unfortunately, those are the ones who are going to really swing this thing one way or the other.
Absolutely. Now, because of the toxicity of this election, I know you made plans for a fundraising event for tomorrow night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center of the one and only Singing Trump. He was on America's Got Talent, and he's all about hashtag Make America Laugh Again. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we thought it was a good time. Louisianans, we got to come together from both sides of the aisle to do what we can to make Louisiana the best it could be. And I figured we're going to need a little laugh before the election. So we've got Democrats, Republicans, Independents coming out. You go to BillyNungesser.com. We still got a few tickets left, but it's food and drink included. It's going to be a fun time. This guy is an actor from L.A. He looks just like Trump, and he sings and dances, tells a lot of good stories, and it's going to be a great comedian show, so to make Louisiana laugh again. So we're excited about it, and we surely could use a little laugh right before the election.
Yeah, this is going to be a long week, I'm afraid. I don't know about you, but I can't wait for November 5th to be behind us, quite frankly.
Yeah, I'm worn out. No, I'm worn out from the calls, the what ifs, what could be, what's going to happen if this happens or that happens. Does the House and the Senate flip? Does it stay? And there's just so many unknowns in so many close races. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, because I've got a lot of friends from both sides of the aisle that are coming out to laugh together, to have a good laugh before this election.
Well, I will be there, so I look forward to seeing you. Look forward to seeing the show. I need a little levity at this point in time to carry us through for the last 6 days of this election as well. But anyway,
well,
Billy, thank you so
much.
Absolutely.
Thank
you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. We know you're busy. Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Louisiana, Billy Nungesser. We will be right back, folks. We'll go to the talk lines, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Stay with us.